wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, this January 6th, 2007, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll have the call-in number given to you at the top of the show. It's 800-313-9443. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And it's good to be with you today, trying to come off of the whole process of the weather that's going on across America, across the globe. And there are a lot of focuses on several things that are going to be important. The Al-Qaeda people are going to, Al-Qaeda wants to have bomb threats against the President of the United States this middle of this week when he goes to the Mideast. And that's one trend that's not covered in a lot of the debates for president by the Republicans or Democrats or the independents. And then you have the Supreme Court going to hear tomorrow an argument, lethal injection is an inhuman activity for death row inmates. And this particular case has other implications because it has to do with not only death, but giving lethal injections, period, and the contents of the lethal injection, which, by the way, contain five of the major carcinogenic products which are in our drinking water. Then you have the tragedies that have occurred in, like, in Findlay, Nevada, which has had a levee break, and nearly 800 homes are gone, is the best figure. And Forest Hill, California, wiped out completely from a storm. We're going to get into a lot of this aspect of how it affects the United Nations and their development of the Nobel Prize to Al Gore. We'll see you at the other end of the break and proceed with a good view of another world.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and we're on January 6, 2007, and before I make some comments about the presidential election, because I have too many pieces of information to put together for today's show, which is very complex and won't make a lot of people feel comfortable, but that's what Parker Pathways is about. We cover legal opinions, medical operations of discoveries, and how they interrelate with policies and what goes on in the Beltway, and integrate these dots in such a way that you see ways that you can have the knowledge base to be able to make changes and work things out. And you know, when they before you ever get started talking about the popularity contest that's being run for the people that are running for president at this time in our history, because it's a year ahead of time for a lot of these races, but I have to remind the listeners that the China runs our general bank flow from the Federal Reserve. They always act independently, but the whole thing is that the China's wealth fund has just they placed in 2 days ago. This is not really reported in the papers, so I don't think that you're going to be chasing this fly. The dog don't hunt. $20 billion is already, it was placed in there 2 days ago in the China Development Bank. And the purpose of this is to increase the balance sheets of the local banks in China. And the China Investment Corporation has been formed so that it can control its overseas operations in America a little more vigorously. And essentially, each time you look at one of the debates or hear about one of the debates, either Republican or Democratic debate, the Chinese local bank just got a ching-a-ching-ching. They're just adding up the money that they're making as they speak and what they plan to do. And what they plan to do, I'll cover in another show, probably next week, but I'm not sure, because we will be the world will be in too much turmoil by that time. I expect. I hope it isn't. But the private equity firms in America, like Blackstone Group, and combining with British firms and Morgan Stanley. Combining in with the China Development Corporation, have a lot of surprises for American businesses who have already outsourced and gone to other countries. And a lot of candidates talk about, well, the public's just sick of this. They don't want to have treaties with these other countries, and they're losing jobs here. Well, all you have to do is look at your local mayors. And I'm going to end this show. I'm going to talk a lot about that corruption. I have... brought this out on many Parker Pathway shows, giving you figures, giving you town names, states. They bargained away America a long time ago, and eventually, in my opinion, it's just an academic exercise of talking about presidential candidates and what they have in mind. They ought to come on this show, and the kind of questions I'd ask would be such things as, you know, the budget, the budget issues that are coming up, and I hope to cover that in this show as well. But you have a banking sector in China that is connected to other parts of assets for overseas investment. And now what they've done, the Chinese Investment Corporation has divided one-third of its fortune for overseas investment, which means buying up further corporations in America and water districts in America. And this is a process which... covers 1.4. That's the 1.4% of every dollar in China is going for what I call just taking over America. So you have $1 trillion being poured in per week from China, and the front companies, and these monies are all going into America and focusing out from Europe, and then come back to America like a straw man. If we did that, transaction in America, we would be liable for fraud. But you have Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, which is one of the largest Chinese banks, and they have massive sums that they just move around in initial public offerings, so they can expand in America. And the newly formed Agricultural Bank of China will put in $45 billion tomorrow. And the American press doesn't even touch that. So you have China's central bank taking over most of the capital money injection in Wall Street. So when that clock clicks tomorrow on Wall Street, that money goes in. And that's just where I'm going to start the show on another note. I want to mention, I want to remind people, because it's too late, you know, the Nobel Prize has already been given to Al Gore, but... the public needs to understand is that it was the United Nations panel group and Al Gore, and that was that promoted this climate change concept for what will make billions and billions of dollars of profits for corporations around the world on the carbon credit concept. And the Nobel Prize was given to a United Nations panel, which is part of the group of which Al Gore gave his Nobel Prize money, and to support it in Northern California, which is where they're located. And their purpose is to give out grants to people that promote climate change. And there's nothing illegal about that. It's just that if you don't go with the program of having this religious zeal of doing real-world business based upon the concept of climate change and carbon credits, you're not going to get a grant. And this has a lot of implications down the road for all kinds of projects that are supposed to work in terms of being researched now and in terms of having better energy, and in my case, exposing this in terms of I've always felt that state-of-the-art improvement of engineering of water and food is a necessary element for our survival on this planet. And I've never held back on that. But in fact, in real world, discussing engineering changes, it might be of great help. But in the process of all of this, it is disturbing that the concept that we float around and you hear about it, for instance, if you hear somebody that's a presidential candidate who say, well, this is the rule of law, and that's what we have is a rule of law. Well, a rule of law can't cover or place something into something unless it is part of the process of the social change, which can be worked by the rule of law. And rule of law is something I want to talk about because it has to do with how these implemental changes in the discovery and the engineering systems of our life has to be implemented, which is why I talk a lot about the writing of what I'm doing of a grand jury system for science and technology, so that we can make decisions. And some of these people that work it out, when they have these very complex ways to have a carbon credit, but they don't have complex ways of engineering to figure out how to improve something. And then you have foreign governments who have real world investments in these companies. So there's a whole process here that needs to be worked on and discovered as to how we're going to what I call implement an understanding of what rules of laws really are. And there also can be some changes that can occur that might be helpful in terms of overcoming the infusion of money from China. And I'm going to get into that after the other end of the break. We'll see you at 800-313-9443 at the other end of the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I had an old friend of mine who was going to go into the Hall of Fame in radio, and he used to be, for years, his name was just Jim Eason, and Jim Eason used to be on a lot of national radio shows, and he used to have a phrase that was his moniker, and he would say, do what you can, but behave yourself. And I hope Jim Eason is feeling better. He won't be able to accept his Hall of Fame for radio work, and attend the ceremony. But when I think over the years about do what you can but behave yourself, I think that covers a lot of aspects of what I call real world reasoning, because I find that when I listen to the presidential candidates, and people ask me, well, what do you think of the word? And I have to say, well, I'm sorry, I can't I can't be that supportive of something that has a mixed bag. But the kind of person that we need as president, I would like to go, I would like to mention on the show, but And it presents a lot of issues about conceptual character of the person. The type of person that we need, history is going to require what I consider a killing machine. It's going to have to be somebody who understands the dimension of the terrorists are not just terrorists. This is an ideological war that that we're involved in. We have to be able to keep another ideology forward. We're not the same America, and we're a great country, and it's troubling to me. When I was putting a show together, I heard this little slip of phrase by a candidate saying the rule of law. We have that, and I realized that a lot of people don't understand the dimensions of what that means or what it could mean. So I'm going to ease into the show to kind of explain what this means and what I feel it means, and how it's going to govern our future America. Because the America that we've been living in, we raised off on it. The parents came out of the Second World War, and they got a house and got a fence and planted roses and found themselves a nice lady, and the lady found herself a nice man, and they created a family. As I understand it, cars were now available. People went through and worked it up. And there were a lot of things the government was doing along that route and that we didn't know about. And America has always been strong because it reacted well. If you look back in history, when we were threatened, we reacted to the threat. If you had a Franklin Roosevelt who was not a perfect person personally, but he was a killing machine. He knew how to make decisions. You take Winston Churchill and you read his work. It's astounding. No one wanted him in the parliament. Believe it or not, a lot of people like Desiree, who was criticized for being too smart, same thing for Churchill, didn't want him in. He's too smart. But if he hadn't showed up and face-to-face with the new German dictators that were arising while Hitler is still in the background, Adolf Hitler was still in the background, and then Adolf Hitler killed his enemies and personally, with his own hand, shot the only person that was going to be him in the way before they found the Third Reich. But Adolf Hitler was a killing machine, and he understood that power was that way, and if he hadn't been such a demented mental health case, the world would have been different. And by the way, if he had won the world would have been what we don't see it today. We don't exactly know what it would be, but it wouldn't be any sense of discussion of freedom. We'd have more dictators in the world than we have now. So the thing comes down to the fact that we have to, in my opinion, since we're so incredibly contaminated by our environment internally in our body, we're just talking straight medicine, and we're also contaminated by theological laws and contaminated by environmental laws and global laws, we have to think that America, we have to rethink what America really is. And that's what I'm going to talk about at the other end of the break. The rule of law. See you at the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker. And your number for RBN here is 800-313-9443. On the whole concept of changing the thinking about what America is today was triggered in my thought process by a lot of enthusiasm for this fellow Obama, who's a Democratic candidate for president, and then everyone's touting the idea, well, he got the younger vote in Iowa. In New Hampshire, he may get the younger vote in, it was in Iowa. He got the younger vote, and he's in New Hampshire, and then in this coming week, and younger people are, yeah, this is great, and he's a younger person, and the rest of it. And that isn't what my listeners figure in the rest of it. It comes from an Islamic background, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that there are other problems. I'm not saying I'm for or against him. I'm just telling you the truth. If you can handle the truth on this, well, then you've got something to rethink. The whole thing comes down to the fact that they're saying, well, the younger people want to know how they're going to be able to raise their family, or how they're going to get their benefits, or how the government's going to take care of them. And of course, Hillary Clinton, operative long ago and several shows ago, tried to give me a bad time because I had a new rear end in Hillary concerning her health care plan, I talked about it for 15 minutes on one of my Parker Pathway shows. And she was in some obscure little town talking about health situations and mentioned the show. Well, you know, God bless her. But there is no way to have socialized medicine to come in and everybody wants, oh, well, I want free health care. You hear you talk people across the country, most of the people, they just buy into that socialist crap like you wouldn't believe, still ignoring the basic construction of the way the Constitution was set up. And that's what I'm going to give you my version of what I feel. To define rule of law, which was even mentioned in the Republican and Democratic New Hampshire debates, without any clarification on the whole thing, and let's go behind the curtain a little bit. Now, the rule of law has eight guiding principles, which are not buried in the Constitution, but are kind of open and disguised as other sentences. First of all, number one, all law should be prospective, open and clear. That was the principle of Locke, who was involved in the philosophical aspect of Locke in the writing of the Constitution. Principle two, laws should be relatively stable. Principle three, the making of a particular law should be guided by an open, stable, and I added the word clear and grounding rules. I expanded that because I wrote that sentence a long time ago. So the making of a particular law should be guided by open, stable, clear, and guiding rules. Principle four, the independence of the judiciary should be guaranteed. Principle five, the principles of natural justice should be observed. Principle six, the court should have a review power over the implementation of other principles. The courts should easily be accessible, principle seven. Principle eight, the discretion of crime-preventing agencies should not be allowed to pervert the law. Now, every one of these principles have a basis which goes all the way back to what is called the Act of Athens. This was drafted in 1955 from 48 countries, and they declared that the rule of law includes the following principles. Their principles from the Act of Athens is that the state is subject to the law. Governments should respect the rights of an individual under the rule of law and provide an effective means for their enforcement. Principle three, judges should be guided by the rule of law, protect and enforce it without fear or favor, and resist any encroachments by governments or political parties on their independence as judges. And principle four, lawyers of the world should preserve the independence of their profession, assert the rights of the individual under the rule of law, and insist that every accused is accorded a fair trial. Now, there are seven parts of it. There are eight principles on one side, four principles the other, and on the real world, you've got global law, world courts, international law, who makes up the Supreme Court opinions that are on cases coming up, like the one tomorrow morning on the lethal injection as an inhuman punishment. That has been argued for 32 years and in lower courts and is finally reaching the Supreme Court. Now, the whole thing is that the rule of law actually provides, you see, for standards that regard how government should act. And so you take a person who is so-called, quote, young, and I notice that the media has been doing this for the past 10 years, saying that anyone under 40 they'll talk with, and anyone over 40 they don't want to talk with, and they're clear about it. The media presentation of, for instance, the Iowa vote for the folks that were running in Iowa, the idea of Hillary Clinton saying, well, I got the older people and over 45, and I didn't get the younger people, so Hillary Clinton's hitting the coffee shops. and Target wants to talk to younger people, and Obama's going to high schools, and they're going the whole thing. But none of these principles cover the realities of what I opened the show with, the fact of the China Bank and the China Investment Corporation that controls 42% of every bond movement in this country. 70% of our businesses are already outsourced, and they're already into foreign language concepts. China has been working their shuttle buses and their shuttle airplanes for a good solid 9 years, forcing American airports to get larger so they could handle their buses and go in there in their Airbus that goes into China. People come to America, they work 4 days, go home to China in 3 days. Of course, the India Airlines long ago captured that one when the Congress said, well, it was okay to have your IWC card from India and come in and take jobs for 3 years away from Americans. No compensation, nothing was done by Congress. And that violated the principles of the Act of Athens. Because what happens? That was done in 1955. Let's really be clear about it. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact, and people talk about the fact that they may not get their cut, as it's put. There's a lot of aspect about change. You hear the word change. The Republicans and Democrats, they have a campaign trail, and they're calling change, making it sound easy, like back in the Beltway, a nonpartisan congressional budget office, people are saying that any other plausible scenario, their words, the GEO, General Accounting Office, their words, quote, under any plausible scenario, the federal budget is on an unsustainable path. That is, federal debt will grow much faster than the economy over the long run, and that means more borrowing from abroad and less investment and income growth at home. And the greatest exploit of the cost of health care is exacerbated by the rising claims of the aging baby boomers and the people who want to require potential actions to slow the rise of health care costs so as to grow the Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. They're not in trust funds, by the way. We'll be making they're in first-term bank loans. There never was a trust fund. But the thing is, so what you're talking about, what politicians don't want to say when they flip out the rule of law, but they forget to mention this other part about how you do not have an arm by which to make a legal protest in terms of being able to run and develop the principle of your country. This is a very important statement I'm making because this is one of the points that why I want a constitutional amendment for our ability to be able to vote what our health care really is, if you want to think about it. In other words, it's what goes in our food and water and medical protocols. Now, my argument with the Pentagon is based that the Pentagon has always felt that I was totally correct about everything I said. They hope to God I don't tell the public what I say on air. But there's one thing that they take great issue with me, and I take great issue with them. And this is it. According to all the Situation Room planning, of which the future wars are planned and developed, and the control of nations, they've always maintained, they said, well, Mr. P, Commander P, Dr. P, there's never been any recorded history of a war over water. That really what states do is sign treaties with each other to calm it. Now, I take great issue with that. I remember one day, a long time ago, not that I was being religious in terms of that was not the point. I took the Bible and laid it on the conference table, and I said, you know what this book's about? This is about some guy wandering in the desert for years, trying to put himself together, and they had to worry about water and the rest of it, and whole nations were formed. The Battle of Alexander the Great, Herodotus, all about the confrontation of formation of the water for the country so they could have food. One of the greatest Sumerian writings that was ever deciphered in the British Museum has to do with a concept they were first to understand, that the only way they legalized the process of not just irrigation, that was not it, is water was purified in ceremony. A lot of churches today still have that. They call it holy water. It was placed in their law. And it was, and one of the principles is that when I say that law should be general and prospective and clearly stated on the rule of law, I'm talking about, well, you say, well, no one would disagree with that. But the aspect of the rule of law are concerning civil liabilities. And it was in many countries when they were formed, it was against the law to even have territories of the Persian empires based upon the concept of their natural resources, which were based upon minerals and water. So the nature of common law, unlike a civil law system, is that common law is not clearly stated in the form of a statute. In other words, rather it's derived from cases. You have to have case law and opinions, and you build a law from that. That's the common law. But you have retroactive criminal liabilities that are violating all these prohibitions on ex post facto laws, like retroactive civil liability. And retroactive civil liability can be reconciled with the rule of law is really an issue. And it has to do with the very thought of really what I see, what really is America. And the whole concept of government must not infringe the rights of individuals does not cover the protection of rights that apply only to the government. It should provide private entities with limited liabilities that violate rights. So the American Constitution, when it was written, it limits the protection of the rights and the protection of rights to state action, that is, action taken by the government, which is a very important principle. We are losing that in our global concept of what we are. Are we Americans going to live here in the rose-covered condominium for all the 40-somethings, and they're going to get their free health care? And the folks that are on Medicaid, Medicare, their cry is, don't take away my drugs. At the same time, this violates the private sector law of the concept of the rule of law as it affects the concept of your right in the civil liability system of which the government set up Medicaid and Medicare in the first place. And so if you have rights which are individual processes, In a jurisdictional and jurisprudence point of view, you have this debate of natural law and positivism and determining the rights of individuals. If you have Islamic fascism as your ideology of world war, of which was openly declared around the world by Al-Qaeda, yesterday, in terms and done by American-born person who has committed, in my opinion, treason, and the best that anybody can come up with is, oh, he's just misguided. He's not misguided. He believes in this absolutely Islamo-fascism system that does not promote the concept of individual rights and does not promote the concept of contemporary of the constitutional contemporaryism, which by the way, is completely ignored by candidates running for president. A good idea is you have defense hawks, economic conservationists, you have social conservatives in the United States are on separate paths, as if there isn't any Islamic fascism or any destruction of the Constitution or the ideology of what America really is. It's very politically correct to call this a splintered coalition. But if we do not have a uniting of what America is in the coalitions, we are going to be having placed international law in the place of our Constitution. And this has already happened in many nations. The international law and in the Constitution of many nations are important affirmative rights. One of them is the right to water, the right to food, the right to shelter, the right to medical care. These are negative liberties, and these and when I come in, when I propose on Parker Pathways and have from the very first show of what I have written and read to you as a new constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and Dr. Wynn Parker, and we were discussing, I'm putting together the rule of law concept of being able to, how governments should be formed and where we are in redefining what America really is. And I want to make sure that I take care of my caller before, because I have a lot more to cover on this subject. Do we have John from Tennessee on air?
Good morning, Dr. Parker. How are you?
Good morning, John. John, thanks for calling the show. Well, I appreciate you letting me call.
I only have a few more minutes before we close off, so on the first hour, and I want to cover the rule of law here a little bit more.
Okay, well, I'll try to make this quick. Last week you made a comment that really provoked my mind, caused me to do a little bit of research over the last week. You said something that led me to believe that you and I may be on the same page, and I, like you, hesitate coming out with it because it is so explosive that it would cause people to have to really come to a decision and
deal
with it.
What was the subject? What was the subject, John?
The way that you had addressed it, it was concerning genetics.
Oh, yes.
You know, for the last couple of weeks, you and I have talked about biological synthetics.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, I've actually got two. My question to you is whether or not you think there are certain life forms, whether you call them human or otherwise, that have a completely different genetic makeup that are actually relating with us on a daily basis, something other than human that we're actually coming in contact with unknowingly.
And what's your other question?
And my other question was, is there anything that you're aware of in these chemtrails, or the chemical spraying, that could be considered an organism or something that would support life, possibly causing the ionosphere to lower intentionally, not necessarily with the greenhouse effect, but to mm-hmm. cause it to come closer
those are separate subjects. The answer to your first question, I'm writing a whole series of books on this subject. I want to give you, and the second subject I'm not going to cover because it's a separate issue of chemical alteration for creating life in another form.
Or allowing life to
That. In fact, I can definitely address that. But first I want to get to the first question because it's very complex. The answer is that yes, because we do have reptilian gene. They're called striped stubs on chromosome 7, 10, and 12. They have our,
basically like a Nephilim.
Yeah, we got a thing. I want to quote you something, okay? I'm working fast here, Dan, because we're going to be off air in a minute.
Okay.
In the ninth chapter, I think it's the ninth, it's the ninth chapter of Genesis. There's a, the Sumerians deciphered the ninth chapter of Genesis, and it's never appeared the church never allowed the subject to come up. It has Noah. He became drunk, and they never mentioned the word, but the Sumerians translated. And Noah became drunk from the wine from grapes from his vineyard. He was uncovered within his tent, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah woke from his wine and knew that his younger son had done to him. What the sun had seen was the reptilian skin of Noah. And I'll end it on that.
Okay, maybe you can address the other question.
You realize what I just read you from the Sumerian?
I do.
You realize
I do, but I think that it may have, I hear the music.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to you more about it at another time.
Okay.
But if you could address the chemtrail.
Since